I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A record winter in Greece aggravated the already deplorable conditions in camps where tens of thousands of refugees have been stranded. Tasos Ioannidis of AMG International says when the crisis began, they helped with basic needs and essentials that the refugees knew from home. But with the closing of the border, their MO changed.
It has gone way beyond basic essentials like tea and sugar and just spending a little bit of time with them to engaging with them on a more long-term basis. And this has opened some amazing doors to show God's love, to share God's love, and we are seeing a lot of fruit as a result of this.
At AMG's local hotspots, refugees can do laundry, get help with paperwork, and even get job training. And it's in the midst of hospitality that refugees are beginning to ask about Christ. Would you pray that God would continue to move in these camps? And we talk a lot about reaching others in our lives who don't know about Christ, but that can be easier said than done. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says there's something very simple that you can do, and it's not about whipping out your WWJD bracelet.
One of the most powerful tools we have to reach a lost world is to begin with a story. And in many cases, it might even be our own story of how Christ has changed our life and what a difference he makes in our lonely times and our stressful times. And what difference does Jesus make when there's bad news from the doctor? And when you're single and wanting to be married, and when you're married and you're struggling in your marriage, what difference does Jesus make at the cemetery? Tell me how your Jesus changes things. That's your hope story.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.